welcome everyone. Like especially to welcome our four new members. Please do introduce yourselves to them during the course of the next couple of days. I won't try and do formal introductions around the table. We don't have time for that. We've got kind of a busy schedule today. Welcome to our IOSCO representatives. And Zbigniew, I believe this is your first time here?
Yes, I'm replacing them, so.
Okay. Yeah, we're on. At least I was told we were on. Oh, but the TV's on. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll hope the audio is on. That was all I had. Michael, do you have anything?
We wanted to mention something about agenda decisions and where they're located.
We did?
About the publication of them.
Okay.
Just about the, at the last meeting, there was, we're talking about the agenda decisions and where we publish those, and all of those are published within the green bound volume, the educational volume of the standards.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there had been a question that I had raised last time about any filtering that goes on those, on the, what we call the green book or the educational book. I was mistaken in that. That was an issue in the SME guidance, but not in the Interpretations Committee guidance. So I apologize for misspeaking on that. There is, since I have the floor on that particular issue, kind of an ongoing question about retrievability of the agenda decisions. They find their way as footnotes into the green book, and they're useful then for anybody who uses the green book. I noticed that Pat is in the peanut gallery here, and he's one who's raised the question of whether or not we should publish the agenda decisions in some other format. For those of us who grew up around the FASB, they'd be similar to what the FASB did with the old EITF abstracts. And I'm open to suggestions from anybody about how we might do that. Some of the old agenda decisions, in my view, are border on being incomprehensible and may not be as valuable in any event because of their age and the fact that the world has moved on. I think some of them that we've developed in the last 3 years or so have been very useful, though, and I'd hate to see those not getting the use that they deserve. So any ideas, please share them with Michael and me offline. We'd be happy to see what we can explore there. Michael?
I think the only other thing then is to approve the May IFRIC update as the official record of the May meeting.
Any objections? None noted, it is approved.